Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the news wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The Alabama legislature and Governor Kay Ivey aim to remove obstacles that have kept too many Alabamians out of the workforce. Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, shares that news and a wild card meant for dog lovers. Todd, thanks for joining us by Skype today.
Thanks for having me.
Todd, what is the big news today for the news wrap?
Well, this week, the big development was a big package of bills rolled out on Thursday for economic development and really workforce development. You know, we've got a low unemployment rate in Alabama, under 3%, which is basically full employment, but we also have a very low workforce participation rate. 57.4% of able-bodied Alabamians are in the workforce. That means 43% or so aren't, or choosing for one reason or another not to pursue work. That's a problem economically for Alabama. So they're trying to remove barriers for folks to get in the workforce. You're going to hear things like subsidizing childcare and incentivizing childcare, making it more affordable for working parents to have childcare through their work. You're going to be hearing about career pathways and making sure that even from a young age, students are shown what kind of careers they can have and what education they need to attain those careers. And also housing. Housing is a big impediment to folks getting to work, you know, making it more affordable. So a big package of bills supported by Governor Ivey, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, the Speaker, the pro tem, on down the list. It's a pretty broad and ambitious package.
So, Todd, is there any idea of when this will begin to be implemented?
So the bills have been introduced as of this week. They're going to take a spring break next week and be back in April. And I think that's when you'll start to see these bills start moving through the legislature. I really don't see a reason why they wouldn't pass. They've got a lot of broad support. So it would be later this year and into next year, a pretty big restructuring of Alabama's economic and workforce development platform, pretty significant. So probably over the next couple of years, you'll see that those changes take shape.
Well, how about a wild card? What do you have?
Well, we had a special visitor in the State House this week, Popcorn, the service dog from Wetumpka Public Schools, visited the legislature, and Popcorn is retiring. And so the dog was honored on the House floor for her service to the state and to students. She actually serves as a service dog who senses stress and anxiety in students and understands that and helps calm them down. So when things get so contentious and hot and heavy here in the legislature, it sure is nice to ease that tension with a nice little puppy dog.
And Popcorn's a beautiful black and white spaniel. So, Todd, before we let you go, who's on Capital Journal tonight at 7:30 and on Sunday at noon?
I'm going to be talking to the legislature's top two leaders. That's Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter and Senate President Pro Tem Greg Reed. They are involved in that workforce package of bills I've talked about. So that's one of our focuses. But we're going to kind of take a look back at the first half of the session, what they got accomplished, and get a preview of what's next in the second half.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on a very busy week for the News Wrap here at Troy Public Radio.
Good to be with you.
Joining us by Skype was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, with episodes now on YouTube as well as the aptv.org website. Thanks for joining us today for the News Wrap on In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.